Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you've joined me for today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk about success and overwhelm. I know a lot of people who, and honestly, I've been one of them, that have spent so much of their adult life trying to chase after success. Now, success, of course, is however you define it. But the fact is, many of us struggle with where we're at in our, quote, successful lives, end quote. When we say things like, you know, life is not all about success, I think people look at us and just think we've lost our brain. But I've hit that over 60 crowd now at 61, and I've begun to recognize more and more the power of being fully present and grateful for where you're at and what you have. The gospel writer Matthew in chapter 16, verse 26 says, "What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world?" And yet it goes on and says, "But he loses his soul." And the picture in that is, what if you have everything that is not eternal, but you have nothing that is eternal? I think sometimes when we say life is about more than success or life is not all about success, that it sounds almost like in the good old U.S. of A. that's heretical words, and especially if you're one of those hard-charging folks like me, type A personality that wants to get things done. Well, Eugene Peterson in The Message puts Luke chapter 12, verse 15 this way. He says, "Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot." Now, make no mistake here. Life is partially about success. We have to spend our lives on something, and we should do that something as well as we can. So we can't forget success entirely. We just can't make it the ultimate thing in our life. Thomas Merton wrote, "If you're too obsessed with success, you will forget to live." I know folks that are so focused on whatever the next greatest thing is, they can't enjoy one moment of a day. And I also find that those are the folks that find themselves most lonely when they hit a particular age because they have isolated themselves after nothing but success. We just can't make it the ultimate thing. When we focus all or even most of our lives on achieving success, we fall short of the full life that Jesus promises us in John chapter 10, verse 10. We miss those parts of life we're meant to devote to the success of others. Oh boy, now that's a can, isn't it? When you open up that can and you get into the picture of when our success is about others, then it's not about chasing success, it's about chasing Christ. How many of us sacrifice huge portions of the lives we were meant to live? Loving wives, spending time with kids and their spouse, not just having to chase after success. Or men eating meals with families and hanging out with friends and helping people in need, not just after another paycheck or a better car or boat. Women spending too much time on their own success or men spending too much time on their own success. How many of us are unavailable to folks who need us most, whose lives are enriched by us, and who will enrich our lives right back? My friend, success is one of those things that is all about the motivation. It is all about where we land, what we do, and how we do it. Well, when you think about this, it can be a great challenge in our life. Well, I want you to listen to John chapter 10, verse 10. "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Those are the words of Jesus. Well, Jesus is talking about how we have a rich and abundant life. But remember, that is the same Jesus that spoke to us about how we are to abide and in Him. You cannot abide in Christ when your life is full of something chasing after something more. than Christ. And the entire New Testament story points us toward the fact that Christ came for others. He gave his life as a ransom for many, and we're to do the same. Thanks for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.